American Language Course, Volume 2200, Tape 2202C. Hello, how are you today? Good. Open your tape support material book to the material for Tape 2202C. Make sure you have a pencil or pen. You'll need one. Remember the expression, anything else, is usually used for questions and negative statements. For example, a waiter in a restaurant might ask you, "Would you like anything else?" And you might answer him,
"No, I don't want anything else."
Let's repeat this question and answer. Repeat, "Would you like anything else? Would you like anything else?"
"No, I don't want anything else." "No, I don't want anything else."
Now the expression, something else, is usually used in affirmative statements. For example, if a waiter asks you, "Would you like anything else?" You might answer,
"Yes, I'd like something else."
Let's repeat this question and answer. Repeat, "Would you like anything else? Would you like anything else?"
"Yes, I'd like something else." "Yes, I'd like something else."
Good. Now, let's practice using anything else and something else. Look at Figure 1. I will read some sentences. Some sentences will be questions or negative statements, and I will use anything else. Some sentences will be affirmative statements, and I'll use something else. Now, listen carefully and circle the correct word as I read each sentence. Remember, use anything else for questions and negative statements, and something else for affirmative statements. Ready? Do you have your pen or pencil? Okay, look at Figure 1 and let's begin. Listen and circle. Number 1. Are you interested in anything else? Number 2. No, I'm not interested in anything else. Number 3. Do you want to try anything else? Number 4. Yes, I'd like to try something else. Five. Would you like to buy anything else? Six. Yes, I'd like to buy something else. Seven. No, I don't want to buy anything else. Eight. Is he interested in anything else? Nine. No, he isn't interested in anything else. And the last one, number 10. Yes, he's interested in something else. Okay, now let's go back to number 1 and check to see how well you listened. Put an X next to the ones you did not get correct. This time, let's repeat these sentences also. For number 1, you should have circled anything else. I hope you did. Now, let's repeat. Are you interested in anything else? Let's try that again. Repeat. Are you interested in anything else? For number 2, you should have also circled anything else. Repeat. No, I'm not interested in anything else. And for number three, you should have circled anything else. Repeat. Do you want to try anything else? Now, number four is affirmative, so you should have circled something else. Repeat. Yes, I'd like to try something else. Number five is a question, and you should have circled anything else. Would you like to buy anything else? For number six, you should have circled something else. Yes, I'd like to buy something else. For number seven, you should have circled anything else. No, I don't want to buy anything else. For number eight, you should have circled anything else. Is he interested in anything else? And for number nine, you should have circled anything else. No, he isn't interested in anything else. And for the last one, number 10, you should have circled something else. Repeat. Yes, he's interested in something else. Did you get them all correct? I hope so. Now, let's try another exercise. Look at figure 2. Do you see three statements next to each number? You'll hear a question. Then I will answer the question using one of the three statements, A, B, or C. Listen carefully and circle the letter of the correct statement. Are you ready? Let's begin. Listen and circle either A, B, or C. Number 1.
May I bring you anything else?
No, nothing else just now, thanks. Number 2.
Have they tried anything else?
No, they haven't tried anything else. Number 3.
Do you want to say anything else?
No, nothing else.
Have you heard anything else?
No, I haven't heard anything else. Five.
Do you know anything else about the accident?
No, I don't know anything else about the accident. Six.
Have you heard anything else?
Yes, I've heard something else. And the last one, number seven.
Would you like to buy anything else?
Yes, I'd like to buy something else. Now, let's check to see how you did. Put an X next to the ones you got wrong. Number 1 is C. No, nothing else just now, thanks. Number 2 is B. No, they haven't tried anything else. Number 3 is C. No, nothing else. Number 4 is B. No, I haven't heard anything else. Number 5 is B. No, I don't know anything else about the accident. Number 6 is A. Yes, I've heard something else. And the last one, number 7, is A. Yes, I'd like to buy something else. How many did you get correct? How many did you get wrong? None, I hope. Look at figure 3. Do you see the blank spaces under column A? Look at the sentences under column B. Each one contains a special expression which is underlined. I'll read a definition of a special expression, and you choose the sentence containing that special expression. First, let's repeat the sentences in column B. Notice the underlined expressions as you repeat. A. May I cut in and say something about that? B. Miss Williams, I'd like you to meet my buddy. C. John is getting mad. You better knock it off. D. The sergeant got tired of listening to so many gripes. E. They cut down the price of the shirt. F. He talks too much. He's a regular windbag. Okay, now let's do the exercise in figure 3. When I say the definition of the special expression, you choose the sentence with that expression, and then write the letter of the sentence in the blank. Are you ready? Let's begin. Number 1. A companion or a friend. A companion or a friend. Number 2. Complaints. Complaints. Number 3. Interrupt. Interrupt. Number 4. Stop it. Stop it. Number 5. A talkative person. A talkative person. And the last one, number 6, reduced. Reduced. Now, let's check to see how you did. Put an X next to the ones you got wrong. For number 1, a companion or a friend, you should have letter B. Miss Williams, I'd like you to meet my buddy. For number 2, complaints, you should have letter D. The sergeant got tired of listening to so many gripes. For number 3, interrupt, you should have letter A. May I cut in and say something about that? For number 4, stop it, you should have letter C. John is getting mad. You better knock it off. For number 5, a talkative person, you should have letter F. He talks too much. He's a regular windbag. And for the last one, number 6, reduced, you should have letter E. They cut down the price of the shirt. Write the number correct at the right of the page. I hope you got them all right. If not, you should review the special expressions in Lessons 1 and 2 of Volume 2200. Now, look at Figure 4. Here are some key terms you should know. Repeat these terms after me, and then write them on the numbered lines. Let's begin. Listen, repeat, and write. Gauge. Gauge. Oil pressure. Oil pressure. Temperature. Temperature. Fuel. Fuel. Ammeter. Ammeter. Battery. Battery. Indicated. Indicated. Did you repeat all of these terms? And did you pronounce them correctly? I hope so. Now, look at and say the seven terms you just wrote. Check your spelling with the printed words. Okay, now listen carefully to what I'm going to say about these seven terms you just pronounced and wrote. Afterward, I will ask you some true or false questions about what I say. You will answer the questions using Figure 5. Now, just listen. The oil pressure gauge indicated 40 pounds. The temperature gauge showed that the engine was not getting hot. The fuel gauge indicated the tank was almost full, and the ammeter needle showed that the battery was being charged. Everything seemed to be in good working order. Were you listening carefully? I'll read it one more time. Listen. The oil pressure gauge indicated 40 pounds. The temperature gauge showed that the engine was not getting hot. The fuel gauge indicated the tank was almost full, and the ammeter needle showed that the battery was being charged. Everything seemed to be in good working order. Now, let's see if you can remember the facts. In Figure 5, there are two columns, one true, one false. Circle T for true, or F for false, for each statement that I read. Ready? Number 1. The oil pressure gauge indicated 10 pounds. Number 2. The temperature gauge showed that the engine was not getting hot. Number 3. The ammeter indicated the fuel tank was almost full. Number 4. Everything seemed to be in good working order. Now, let's check and see how many you have correct. Put an X next to the ones you missed. Number 1. The oil pressure gauge indicated 10 pounds. This is false. Remember, I read the oil pressure gauge indicated 40 pounds. Number 2 is true. The temperature gauge showed that the engine was not getting hot. Number 3. The ammeter indicated the fuel tank was almost full. This is false. The ammeter doesn't tell you how much fuel you have. The fuel gauge does. Number 4, of course, is true. Everything seemed to be in good working order. How did you do? Well, if you got them all right, I'm proud of you. Write the number correct in your book. If you got more than one wrong, you have to listen more carefully. Let's try another exercise on key words. Look at Figure 6. Here are some more key terms. Repeat these terms after me and then write them on the numbered lines. Let's begin. Listen, repeat, and write. Intended. Intended. Approached. Approached. Ran into. Ran into. Installations. Installations. Signals. Signals. Intersection. Intersection. Difficulty. Difficulty. Did you repeat all these terms? And did you pronounce them correctly? I hope so. Now, look at and say the 7 terms you just wrote. Check your spelling. Okay, now listen carefully to what I'm going to say about these 7 terms you just pronounced and wrote. Afterward, you will have some more true or false questions. I'd intended to drive just a short distance and get back in an hour or two. But the nearer we approached the city, the more traffic we ran into. Workers from some of the military installations were going home. In some places, there was a line of cars driving bumper to bumper. Light signals seemed to be at every street intersection. Anyway, we finally got home without too much difficulty. Were you listening? I'll read it one more time. Listen. I'd intended to drive just a short distance and get back in an hour or two, but the nearer we approached the city, the more traffic we ran into. Workers from some of the military installations were going home. In some places, there was a line of cars driving bumper to bumper. Light signals seemed to be at every street intersection. Anyway, we finally got home without too much difficulty. Look at figure 7. Circle T for true or F for false. Number 1. I'd intended to drive just a short distance and get back in a day or two. Number 2. The nearer we approached the city, the less traffic we ran into. Number 3. Workers from some of the military installations were going home. Number 4. In some places, there was a line of cars driving bumper to bumper. Number 5. Light signals seemed to be at every street intersection. And the last one, number 6. We finally got to school without too much difficulty. Now, let's check and see how well you did. Once again, put an X next to the ones you did not get correct. Number 1. I'd intended to drive just a short distance and get back in a day or two. This statement is false. Remember, I said in an hour or two, not a day or two. Did you get this one correct? How about number 2? Did you answer false also? I hope so, because this statement is false. The nearer we approached the city, the more traffic we ran into, not the less traffic. For number 3, you should have answered true. Workers from some of the military installations were going home. Number 4 is true. In some places, there was a line of cars driving bumper to bumper. Number 5 is also true. Light signals seemed to be at every street intersection. And the last one, number 6. We finally got to school without too much difficulty. This statement is false. They were not going to school. They were going home. They finally got home without too much difficulty. Well now, how did you do? I hope you did better this time. Write down the number correct. When the tape ends, do the evaluation exercise for this unit. Read the instructions carefully. If you have any questions you cannot answer, ask your instructor for help. Your instructor will check your work when you finish. Goodbye for now. This is the end of tape 2202C.